It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
I have spent the past couple minutes staring down at my oatmeal.
Wondering
if I had melted a spoon into it.
Oh no, what did you do? Oh no.
Kind of ruins that for you.
Well, like, I generally go into our office kitchen here and I add water to my oatmeal.
Yeah.
And then I grab a plastic spoon and I stir it up and then I put it in the microwave. I truly don't remember if I took the plastic spoon out before I put it in the microwave.
It looks a little sus. Yeah.
Because when I went to go get it out, my plastic spoon was not sitting on the counter where it usually is. So I'll stir, set it on the counter, put it in the microwave. There was not a spoon on the counter. I'm wondering if I left it in. It's a little little thicker than normal.
How long did you microwave it?
2 minutes and 30 seconds, to be exact.
That's a melted spoon in there.
That's enough time to melt a plastic spoon, for sure.
Oh, buddy,
taste a little plastic-y?
You got forever plastics
I know.
In you.
It's a little thick.
Oh.
Does it taste weird, though?
No.
Let me see it.
Tastes pretty good.
Lean it over.
Exactly.
That looks a little
thick. I might have melted my spoon in there.
You might just have to make that again. Take two.
No, you
don't have any more oatmeal.
Ain't got no more.
I've got some ramen.
You don't have any more
skip today.
I have a quick observation of something that's going on in my house, and I find it kind of funny because I am the one who is constantly complaining about everybody leaving their Christmas lights up past the stock show.
Yeah.
And like, come January 1st, those things should be down anyway. Wham, wham, wham. Pick up your Christmas stuff. I still got a Christmas tree up in my house.
Why?
What?
I know. That's what I am saying, too. Because we put up, like, two big ones at the house, two main ones. We've got a few smaller ones. We got the main family room one. That one's been taken down. But we have, like, a little formal living room, dining room area, and that's where I put the mountain tree up. You might have heard me talking about that, Josh, probably over the years. It's a mountain tree. It's very Colorado. It's got like Colorado-y ornaments on it. It's very rustic looking. It's all white lights. It's still up. It's a thin little pencil tree, maybe 7 foot tall or so. It's still up.
It's February 11th.
I know!
Why haven't you taken it
down? We just haven't gotten around to it.
Are you still like actively light? Like, does it light up every night? Are you still turning it on?
Will turn it on. It's set to the Alexa. So you hey, Alexa, turn on Christmas tree too. It goes, and it pops on. And we're still throwing it on. It's been kind of nice with the little cooler weather that we've had.
It better be a
But I was looking
Valentine's
at it this morning. I was like, we need to get this down because I feel like Christmas comes soon enough every year.
Yeah.
That like as soon as we get this down, it's truly going to be come November. Like, didn't we just take this down?
Well, and not
now
only that,
back up.
But you, the man who has had a public service announcement about how much Christmas lights bother you after Christmas, the fact that there's one in your house, that blows my mind.
That you're actively turning on every night. Like, what?
My problem with this, too, is that I was hoping the children would take initiative and go downstairs and get the bin out of the basement and start taking the ornaments off. I've hinted many times, why don't you guys get this done this weekend? Why don't you do that?
Yeah, right.
Nobody's touching it.
You're going to be waiting until Christmas if you're hoping the kids do it.
Honestly, at this point, I feel like I should go to Costco and get one of those industrial size rolls of like saran wrap and just wrap it up, leave the ornaments on it, and just
put it in the closet.
I bet that would work totally fine.
Yeah. I think I might do that.
I like that idea, actually.
Why not?
Because then easy setup for this upcoming
year,
too.
Bada boom. You don't have to worry about it.
Three months when you guys put it back up.
I know, right?
Thinking ahead now.
There are those families, though, that do keep those trees up, and they do 4th of July trees and Valentine's, and St. Patrick's Day is coming up.
You're not that guy, though.
I'm not that
guy. You're not that guy.
Let's get it down.
You've been complaining since January 1st. Like, you're like, it's the new year.
Yeah, you've been calling out neighbors and stuff. And
it's,
you got
like,
the
no, my neighbors hate me.
Source of
you got the log in your own eye before you take the speck out of the others.
Yeah. So maybe I'm gonna go knock it down today. I'll just walk in the house and knock it down.
Just go kick it.
Leave it on the floor and see if anybody decides to pick it up. I guarantee you it'll be laying there
tonight
in 2 weeks.
Horizontally. Alexa, light up Christmas tree number two.
Just lay it on the floor.
It looks so good.
The dog's underneath it. I know you guys wanted to give a quick shout out to somebody that came by the station yesterday too.
Oh my gosh, Tomi came with her cute daughter Isabella. We were able to meet her, both Josh and I.
Yeah.
You can go see the picture on our Instagram at Jeremy Katie Josh. But I just love when listeners stop by the studio, and Tomi and I had been chatting back and forth because little Isabella is a Girl Scout, and she heard us talking about Girl Scout cookies when I was talking about buying them from all the Girl Scouts. So she's like, you can buy some from me.
So she guilted you into buying some.
Well, but that's the thing is, I want to support the Girl Scouts. I was in Girl Scouts and Brownies. My daughter was in it. I love what they do for a young girl's confidence.
Sure.
And just, you know, it really helps shape them. So that is one charity I am more than willing to give to, especially because they give me cookies back.
Like, who reached out to you to buy the cookies? Was it the mom or the daughter?
She reached out to me, but...
The mom did, okay.
Well, the daughter can't have
so again, the mom was doing the work.
The
okay,
daughter
that's all I needed.
Have an Instagram.
That's fine.
Why.
I was just making sure.
We're just friends on Instagram.
Well, daughter could have hopped on mom's Instagram and said, hey, I'm... What's her name?
Isabella.
Yeah. I'm...
How old? She was adorable,
She's
by the
nine.
Way.
Nine.
She was
Hi,
very
I'm
sweet.
Isabella. I'm nine.
Yeah.
I would like to know if you'd like to buy some cookies.
She was so sweet. She loved you, by the way, so it's
I know,
funny
I was in
that
a meeting,
you're giving
darn it.
Crap right now.
Yeah, Jeremy.
I saw the picture yesterday, yeah. And I ended up shooting mom a message that said, I'm so sorry, I was in a meeting with the big boss
oh,
yesterday.
You were.
You can't
yeah.
get out of that.
I can't no. get out of it, so yeah. Yeah, I was like, thank you so much for coming by, and I'll meet you again sometime. But
yeah.
They were very cool. sweet. It was really
kind of
nice to meet them.
I got the new Adventure Fold, which are the brownie cookie with the caramel center. It's one of the newer
yum.
Cookies.
Oh.
I love them so much.
Wait
and then
a minute.
I got Samoas and Tagalongs. So
you got
yeah.
some pretty good ones.
This is my fourth Girl Scout cookie order. Like, I have one more coming. I have ordered a lot of Girl Scout cookies this
you
year.
You are like
so.
My wife. You can't say no,
no
to these little girls.
No,
my
knick-knack
was over at somebody's house hanging out, like, you know, 20 minutes away from our house. And she was chatting with the mom, and the doorbell rang
yeah.
at the house, and it was Girl Scouts. And Nicole bought cookies at that
Someone
house.
Someone else's house. I
Somebody
did that
else's
too.
House.
Do you deliver 20 minutes down the road?
No, they just give them to you right there. They've got their
they
little
got their
wagon
little
of
wagon.
Cookies.
Oh, that's
and they bring
perfect.
Up, and yeah, you get your cookies
that's
right there
hilarious.
On the site.
Home with all these cookies. I was like, what did you, why?
Yeah,
like, I
know.
I just couldn't say no.
I look into their little eyes.
They're so sweet. I was like, they weren't even at our house.
Yeah, but you can't say no, because again, you know what that cookie and those sales are going towards. So you want to support that. And, you know, shout out to the Girl Scouts. Shout out to Tomi and Isabella. And I'll have you know, Isabella did send me a very nice email afterwards
oh,
thanking me for my purchase and supporting the Girl Scouts. So
I will yeah. say that this has probably opened up a really big door for you, Katie.
That everyone's going to want me.
Every kid now, every parent listening is going to be like, my son's selling popcorn for
you know
the
what?
Cub Scouts. And what are your thoughts on butter braids? And
I'll buy them, but y'all just need to expect Girl Scout cookie presents from this whole year. Like,
oh,
for your birthday,
gosh.
You're getting Girl Scout cookies. Christmas, you're getting Girl Scout cookies. Like, I'll buy them, but just expect cookie
what,
presents.
How much is a box of those now?
$6. Yeah, ugh. They're $6 a box now, so they keep increasing. I remember when they were $3 a
She's
box.
She's going to be going to the big boss saying, can I get an advance
I
on
know,
that paycheck, please?
I need a
please?
Raise because I'm like 20 Girl Scout cookie boxes in right now. Like, I
Good
need
God, $6 a box.
Yeah,
oh,
it's spendy. It is, but worth it. Again, worth it to support that cause. I'm with it all day.
Yeah.
I'm with it all day.
It's a good cause. What we need to do is have you down like half a box of those Girl Scout cookies, come over to my house, and you'll be all hyped up on sugar, and you could take down my tree.
Yeah.
There we go, full circle.
I like how you made that full circle.
Full
exactly.
circle.
I got it. Let me do it.
Give me another Samoa. Let's go.
All those ornaments will be off that tree in about 45 seconds.
And I made something on Reed's 3D printer. Look at that.
Look at that. Look at that. That's funny. All right. Well, good for you. And thanks again to, what were their names again?
It was Tomi and Isabella who stopped
yeah,
by yesterday.
Yeah, very sweet.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. The picture's yes. on our Instagram if you want to check it out. Jeremy, Katie, Josh on the IG. And there's also a link on there right now if you want to click on that and watch our YouTube live stream. We have cameras in the studio. You can see what we're wearing today and critique us.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.